92.7.
Parents are being urged to ask their children very specific questions about their school day. When it's done right, the answers your children give you could let you know that they're being bullied. For the month of November, Hot 1027 News is trying to understand why bullying happens and what we can all do to reduce harm. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
These days, it's not good enough to just ask, how is school? We need to be asking more specific questions like, what was the best part of your day? Who made you laugh? And who are you struggling to be friends with? Executive head of Red Hill School, Joseph Gerassi, says aside from asking questions, we also need to be looking out for changes in behavior.
Most kids will come home and you will see a definite change in their behavior. They become much more quiet. They become much more introverted. Those that are extroverts will play it out when they get home. They will straight away tell you they don't want to go to school. That's probably the most important one, especially with younger children. I don't want to go to school.
Having done extensive research on bullying, Joseph is warning we need to stop thinking we can actually stop it from happening.
Bullying is something that has been around since the beginning of time, and I would imagine will be around until the end of time.
He says the onus is on a school to be proactive and jump in as soon as there's even a suspicion that someone is being bullied. But the school can't deal with abuse alone.
And it's our job in the school and together with families, because families are important partners in managing bullying. I think we have to have partners, and our parents and our community are very important in that partnership.
Joseph says the best outcomes are usually the result of conflict resolution, but that requires buy-in from the victim, the bully, all the parents and the school. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.